This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today, this afternoon, to the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, appreciate everybody being here. I want to greet all of our internet listeners and the people who are maybe catching this live streaming, all those different things. I want to remind people to please turn your cell phones off. We don't want any disruptions. I think we had an extra $25 donated to the Cemetery Endowment Fund this last time around. If you're a lobbyist, please make sure you're wearing your badge that tells the organization you're representing. Testifiers got to sign in at the guest register and all the pages. We have one on an errand and one here. They will just distribute the handouts through them. And please remember that all the testimony should be addressed through the chair. At this time, we'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Foster?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Sutton?
Here.
Boland?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Is there, at this time, the chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting? Okay, it's been moved by Senator Smith, seconded by Senator Foster for the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Nobody said no. So the minutes have been approved. This time we'd like at least one of our pages to come forward and to just introduce yourself. Tell us what school you go to right now and what your future plans are.
Hi, my name is Lucy Fads. I attend Chester High School, and I plan on attending Dakota State University next year.
Okay, very good. You're not going to travel very far from home. That's just fine. Dakota State's a great institution. At this time, do we have any personal privileges, introductions? Anyone have something they would like to say just for the good of the cause, not related to any of the things on the agenda? Seeing none. We're going to move right into the consideration of the agenda. We will take the agenda in the order that we have listed here. So we're going to start off with House Concurrent Resolution 6016. This is a resolution supporting the efforts of William Bill Casper as the South Dakota State Chairman of the State Funeral for World War II veterans in his efforts to petition President Donald J. Trump hold a state funeral for World War II veterans. And this time we have our chief sponsor in front of us. Please, Representative, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Skylar Borglum, representative for District 32, and it is my unbelievable pleasure to bring this House concurrent resolution to you today because it supports something that many of us believe in, and that is recognizing those who have done meritorious and valorous and gallant efforts on behalf of our nation. Bill Casper is a veteran out of Rapid City, South Dakota, who has already been chosen by a national group to petition the president for a state funeral for the last living World War II Medal of Honor winner. We currently only have two living Medal of Honor winners, and this state funeral, a state funeral which can only be ordered by the president, would be for the very last one. So this isn't something that would cost South Dakota money. This isn't something that that would be onerous to our state in any way except in solidarity for those of us who believe that the greatest generation should be recognized. Bill Casper, if any of you have had the chance to visit Rapid City, has started a project that has grown into something quite remarkable. He has done the Banner Project. It starts in late September and goes through Veterans Day on November 11th, where there are 150 South Dakota veterans that are on our flagpoles and light posts. And he has done this all on his own. He does charge for the banners, but he gets them hung up every fall and gets them all taken down. So he organizes the TRIA luncheon for the World War II veterans. And if you haven't been to one of those, I recommend you join us. So his selection for this position was apropos. I fully support it. And this resolution is the legislative body saying, yes, we agree. This is something South Dakota supports, and we too would like President Trump to have a state funeral for the last Medal of Honor winner in World War II.
Thank you very much. Are there other proponents, any other individuals in favor of this resolution at the present time? Like to step forward and give their testimony in favor of this resolution. Right ahead, just identify yourself and let us hear.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ken Tunison from the Vice President of the South Dakota Vet Council, representing about 70,000 veterans in the state of South Dakota, and yes, we would like to support this House resolution.
Okay, thank you very much. Other proponent testimony? Other individuals wishing to speak in favor? All right, are there any opponents to this particular resolution, HCR 6016? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and we'll just go into committee questions. Any questions the committee has towards the prime sponsor? Remember, it's prime sponsor for this this particular resolution. Any questions by any of the committee members? Senator Stalzer? Okay. I do have one question. I usually have one question. So I'd like to ask good representative from District 32 this question. My question is really just kind of a technical question. Do you think the title adequately expresses what the bill is about? Because it doesn't say anything in there about Medal of Honor winners. It just says to petition President Donald J. Trump to hold a state funeral for World War II veterans. Could you comment on that, please?
The title struck me as verbose already, and simply adding a few more words, even though it would increase clarity, made it feel that much more cumbersome. If you would like it changed, I have no issue with it being changed.
Okay. I'll just leave it as it is, but I just thought I would raise that point. I think we can understand. I won't ask for a title amendment on this particular resolution, but I did want to bring that point forward. All right. Well, thank you very much. This time, the chair would entertain a motion in regards to HCR 6016. Senator Stalzer.
As the Senate Prime, yes, I move due pass.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Sutton. Comments on your motion, Senator Stalzer.
I just think it's a great idea that we should show support for this project and have a state funeral for the last surviving Medal of Honor winner from World War II.
Okay. Senator Smith?
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I applaud this coming forward. The one thing, though, that I feel some discomfort with at times is when people refer to it as a Medal of Honor winner, because oftentimes the person has to give up their life in order to receive that particular medal. So I would prefer, as we move forward, we always refer to that individual as a Medal of Honor recipient or honoree, because the ones who died in battle never knew they won anything. And so I think this is a great resolution. Support it full-heartedly.
Thank you very much. Other comments on the resolution? Senator Foster.
I want to thank Senator Borglum for bringing this ahead, and I agree that this is a great honor, and also agree to something that you had mentioned of having it detailed that it is a Medal of Honor recipient. I think that is important, and I know that there is concern that it may be verbose, but as the granddaughter of a World War II Navajo co-talker and also Medal of Honor recipient, I think that's something that should also be included. So that was just kind of my thoughts on that, but this is a great one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Any other comments? Seeing none, we have a motion on the before us for due pass on House Concurrent Resolution 6016. At this time, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Foster?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
5 yeas, no nays.
The vote is 5-0, and so the resolution is adopted. I will ask, unless there's objection, I will ask that this go to the floor on consent. Yes, Senator Smith, do you have any comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair. You want it to go on consent?
It can.
Given the magnitude of this, I would like the opportunity for the prime sponsor on our side to at least speak about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine. It has to be unanimous and without any objection, so this will go to the floor on the debate calendar. Is that your desire? Okay, very good. All right, we're going to continue to move on. We're now going to go to House Concurrent Resolution 6017. A resolution to encourage the creation of an interim legislative study to address infrastructure and funding support related to the expansion of Ellsworth Air Force Base. This time we're going to ask for proponent testimony on House Concurrent Resolution 6017. Representative, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Jess Wilson from District 34, and it is my privilege to discuss with you the need for a summer study for our Ellsworth expansion with the B-21. It has come to my attention that the B-21 is important and critical to the nuclear triad. Don't ask me what that means. That's above my pay grade. But this is a very, very important thing for our state. So we are not only fortunate to have a military base in our state, but we are the first base in the United States to receive the B-21. And as part of that, that community will have a substantial expansion of service members and their families. And so around the base, we will be looking at having housing, roads, education needs, and infrastructure build out behind that. With that infrastructure build out comes construction. And with that construction comes revenue to the state. So I am asking that we have through this resolution, a strong encouragement of the E-Board to select this as a summer study so that we can coordinate those efforts, because we will have to show state support to leverage federal funding, and this is the first step on that path to show state support. So I will stand by for questions.
Thank you very much, Representative. Other proponents, are there other individuals who would like to speak in favor of this particular resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 6017. Thank you. Please come forward.
Good afternoon, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Anna Hayes, and I'm the Public Policy Director and Lobbyist for Elevate Rapid City. We represent all 1,200 members of the former Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Office and Foundation, Ascent Innovation, and the Ellsworth Development Authority. Today, we rise in support of House Concurrent Resolution 6017 that will allow the legislature to identify areas to support the new B-21 bomber mission at Ellsworth Air Force Base. Rapid City is proud to be the home to the airmen and airwomen at Ellsworth, and our community is committed to preparing our region on many fronts to properly welcome and support hundreds of new families. Elevate is at the core of these initiatives to promote quality growth in the Black Hills region. Therefore, we ask for your support of this study to address our infrastructure and community needs. Supporting a comprehensive summer study is an important step in a good public policy process for key issues in West River. Thank you for your time, and we urge you to vote in support of House Concurrent Resolution 6017.
Thank you very much. Are there other proponents of 6017? Other people in favor would like this to be passed? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Deborah Owens, Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We represent 2,000 employers who employ over 80,000 people in the greater Sioux Falls area. We rise in support of this HCR 6017. I should almost start out to say, who says East River and West River can't get along? We've been supportive of Ellsworth for some time. We've done a number of fly-ins with Rapid City to Washington, D.C., and visiting the Pentagon prior to their designation of being the first training site in our country for the B-21 Raiders, and we continue to support their efforts such as this. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Other people in favor of the resolution willing to come forward? Seeing none, do we have anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to 6017? Anyone here wanting to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and move right into the questioning period. Questioning. Does anyone have questions in regard to any of the three speakers who spoke in favor of this resolution? Any questions? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for the sponsor. Can you explain to the committee as to why you brought this forward and give us some examples on any concerns you have on the infrastructure? And normally this does go through the agency, and so if you could explain that.
Mr. Chair.
Please go ahead.
If you could just clarify, it normally goes through which agency?
Military.
Okay. So with this, what we're looking at, and part of the timing on this, we couldn't bring legislation this session because most of the information is still classified. So it will be declassified this spring. Then we have the information, the numbers. So we're going off of estimates, 500, 1,000, 1,500 students, just the students alone, and approximately an equivalent number of servicemen, but all of those specifics are still classified. So we're doing estimates at this point. With that, with the school alone, there could be a build out of $100 million or $160 million around their federal aid, impact aid. But there's also a multi-million dollar project on the roads and then housing determination. So there is going to be a need to look at how we coordinate those efforts around this expansion, because it's a rapid expansion. And then we do need to show state support for the federal ask from DOD. Does that answer your question?
Any other?
Representative, I see that I'm the prime sponsor on this side. So I'm searching for information. How far is all of this going to be along in terms of the planning or whatever that would justify a summer study by the legislature? That's question number one. And the second question I have is this. I noticed there were some nays on the other side, correct? And what would be the number one concern that they had on the other side? So if you could address those two points.
Absolutely. So first, to clarify, I believe that you and another senator, there were three senators willing to prime, but I believe Senator Bolin is actually the prime on this. So just to clarify that point. The timeline, so that's a really great question. So we are in the process of doing the environmental assessment survey, I think is what it's called. And so with the declassification this spring, then by this summer, we'll have that information, and then that we can look at how we coordinate those efforts and look at what avenues of state support we bring together and all the parties so that we know what's going on with this and show support. And then so that we can bring that legislation next year and be prepared to talk about that with the real numbers and talk to the other legislators and appropriators. And then the environmental impact or environmental assessment survey will be done following session next year in the spring, so that when we bring forward those requests for state support, they can immediately be leveraged when that's completed to get the federal dollars. I hope that clarifies the timeline of what we're looking at. And then as far as the House side, we had, I think, four or five resolutions. And so I would say the primary opposition was you don't need a resolution to ask for the e-board to make a summer study. And I'm aware of that. But we do, in this particular instance, need to show state support for our federal representatives, our U.S. representatives, to begin this conversation to get federal support.
Other questions by anyone else in the committee? My questions relate to just some of your testimony. What you mentioned, the school, I think. What schools are we particularly referring to? You or maybe the lady from Rapid City Chamber or their group out there, help me out on that.
So it's the entire Douglas School District. Okay. They're at maximum capacity. And so they're looking at how they accommodate this rapid expansion.
Okay. And do you anticipate there would be, how should we say it, increases in the Rapid City School System itself, which is adjacent to the Douglas School District?
So that is one thing that we want to look at as we coordinate these efforts, because that's dependent on the housing avenue that's pursued and where the housing for the new airmen go, whether they are more in the around the Douglas School District or if they're dispersed throughout the Rapid City. Okay. We don't know that at this time.
Okay. And do you have any idea or even an approximate number of the increase in the number of military personnel, support personnel that will be coming into the Rapid City area within the next year or so based on this, the anticipation of this project, the stationing of this bomber in the at Ellsworth?
Within this year, within the next 12 months, I don't know that answer. I know throughout the course of this expansion that, again, that's classified, so these are estimates, but we're estimating in the 1500
okay.
realm.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion on this particular resolution. Senator Smith.
I move to pass the House concurrent resolution 6017.
Okay, is there a second? Seconded by Senator Foster. Comments on your motion, and I'll just say the chair will make some comments at the end when everybody else has had their chance before we vote.
Senator, I anxiously await your comments.
No, you want me to? Okay. Well, I always like to hear from Senator Smith. I'll just say this. I worked with Representative Olson on this. She came to me with it. Initially, I had some very genuine problems because the first edit of the resolution was a demand, in a sense, for a summer study. And I said, no, I wouldn't deal with that. I wanted to soften down to be encouraged, you'll notice. And she worked with LRC and myself on that, and I want to commend her for that at this time because there is an executive board that makes these choices. I don't believe that this resolution in any way binds the e-board to make this one of the absolute choices that has to be done. I will say this, though, that these summer studies – on these particular topics, I think, are probably the kind of studies that the legislature should be dealing with and working towards. This is kind of the bread and butter, meat and potatoes stuff that we should be thinking about. And I think I've learned quite a bit over the last week or 10 days since I was approached about this. I kind of knew that this plane was coming to Ellsworth, but the implications of it for the region, I've learned a lot. So I think we should pass this resolution in its current form, but I will just let everybody know there are some folks that at this stage of the game aren't too keen in the legislature that aren't too keen on any of these resolutions about summer studies and would just like the executive board to make their own choices on it. So I'll urge a yes vote as long as we have that caveat expressed. Seeing no other comments, I'm going to call for a vote on the do pass resolution for 6017, House Concurrent Resolution 6017. And Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Foster?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Five yeas, no nays.
And I'd like to make sure that I get a chance to talk about this on the floor and try to explain it to the body. So I would ask that I will want this not on – we will not take this on consent. We'll take this on the debate calendar. All right. Thank you very much. Let's move now to Senate Resolution 7012, and we have Senator Castleberry here. Senate Resolution 7012, calling for statewide recognition of the South Dakota military veteran entrepreneurs and the Bunker Labs of Rapid City. Welcome, Senator Castleberry.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Senator Jessica Castleberry from District 35, representing Eastern Rapid City, Rapid Valley, and Box Elder. Senate Resolution 7012 is being brought to you today in honor of South Dakota's military veteran entrepreneurs and Bunker Labs of Rapid City. This is due to the recommendation of former Representative and Senator Terry Haverly and the hard work of Representative Dave Johnson. Bunker Labs is a national nonprofit network of veteran and military spouse entrepreneurs dedicated to helping military veterans and their families start their own businesses, empowering military veterans to become leaders in entrepreneurship and innovation. Bunker Labs has established a Rapid City subsidiary in partnership with the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority and the new Ascent Innovation Campus in Rapid City. Veteran military entrepreneurs, through Bunker Labs of Rapid City, seek statewide policies to ensure military veterans and their spouses have low barrier, high inclusive opportunities for participation in the statewide economy. Fostering entrepreneurship among young transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses has tremendous potential to address the need for entrepreneurial revitalization and to create broader positive economic and community impact. Senate Resolution 702 urges the Governor's Office of Economic Development and other statewide economic development entities to promote and celebrate veteran small businesses and to declare an annual day of recognition to celebrate South Dakota's military veteran entrepreneurs. Every dollar invested in helping veteran entrepreneurs today represents potential not only for economic growth and job creation, but also for continual reinvestment that could lead to a veteran entrepreneurship support ecosystem that is largely self-sustaining. South Dakota appreciates all that our veterans and their spouses have done for us, and we want to make a commitment to help them thrive as veteran entrepreneurs and citizens of our state. I encourage your favorable consideration of Senate Resolution 702, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you very much, Senator. Other proponents, other individuals who would like to speak in favor of Senate Resolution 702? Mr. Tunison.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ken Tunison from the South Dakota Veterans Council. And we fully support Senate Resolution 702 because it's going to help not only the veterans but the spouses in this Rapid City area, sir.
Thank you very much. Other proponents, other people in favor of this resolution?
Hello, Chairman and members of the committee. Again, my name is Anna Hayes. I'm the Public Policy Director and Lobbyist for Elevate Rapid City. We rise in support of Senate Resolution 702 on behalf of our military-connected community that is so vital to the health of Rapid City's economic and business environment. Ascent Innovation, an extension of Elevate Rapid City, will host Bunker Labs as a part of their operations and support them in their mission. As a community proud to be the home of a large military-connected community with the presence of Ellsworth Air Force Base and the Army National Guard, we rise in support of the statewide recognition of their success in the Rapid City business community. Again, we rise in support of this bill, and we encourage a yes vote from this committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other proponents, other individuals speaking in favor? Seeing none. We'll ask for opponents. Anyone opposed to this particular resolution? Seeing none, we'll waive any rebuttal. Senator Colbeck, he's leaving. He's not going to speak against it. Thank you. We're going to waive rebuttal, and we're going to ask for move into the questioning phase for committee members. Any questions? Seeing none. The chair is going to entertain a motion. Wants to entertain a motion on this particular resolution.
Move to pass.
Moved by Senator Sutton. Do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Smith. Comments on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Bunker Labs is raising the focus on the need for business owners and entrepreneurship. So thank you for bringing that forward.
Any other comments? Seeing none, we're going to go right to the vote. We have a do-pass motion on the floor for Senate Resolution 702. Secretary, at this time, we'll call the roll.
Senator Foster?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
5 yeas, no nays.
The resolution has passed with a unanimous vote. And Senator Cassaberry, would you like to speak to this on the floor?
I would like to.
Okay. We will, therefore, not take it on consent. Thank you very much. We're going to move now to actual bills, and thank you for everyone who's come for the resolutions. We're turning now to House Bill 1069, the fourth of our five items today. This would authorize certain veterans to attend courses offered at post-secondary technical institutes without payment of tuition. We have Senator Colbeck in front of us. Please proceed with proponent testimony, those speaking in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Military Affairs Senate Committee. Senator Jack Colbeck from Sioux Falls, I would like to thank you for being here on such a great day in the state of South Dakota and enjoying the freedoms that we have on in this state and in the United States, and I thank you for being here. Today I'm going to introduce House Bill 1069. It's an act to authorize certain veterans to attend courses offered at post-secondary technical institutes without the payment of tuition. I am honored to bring HB 1069 to this committee today. This bill seeks to enable certain veterans to attend our state technical colleges without payment of tuition. The same bill was brought last year, and it included our universities, and we're bringing it this year to also now include our state technical colleges. The change we are asking for is seen on lines 15 and 16 of page 1. Current law reads that any person defined by section 32A-2-1 and 33A-2-2 may attend and pursue any undergraduate course in any state educational institution under the control and management of the Board of Regents. The language being is, or any course at a post-secondary technical institute as defined in code. When this policy was put in place, it was just an oversight that the technical colleges, and there it says institutes, were not included. You will also note that the language at the bottom of the page 1, that is common practice, but we are seeking to codify this as last dollar provision. We ask that veterans use any federal dollars first toward their tuition, and then if anything isn't covered, this would come under this statute. And the schools would be responsible for monitoring and reporting this, and I would ask for your favorable consideration on this bill, House Bill 1069. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you for your testimony, Senator. Do we have other proponents, other people want to speak in favor of 1069?
Mr. Chair.
Proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Nick Wendell, and I serve as the Executive Director of the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. On behalf of the board and the state's four technical colleges, I encourage you to support House Bill 1069 to provide free tuition to veteran students throughout our system. In addition to their outstanding service to our nation, members of the veteran student population often possess skills and experience that can help them find success in technical education. As a state, we have declared a public goal to improve access to and attainment of post-secondary education. House Bill 1069 is designed to assist South Dakota in meeting that goal. I should note that our system did have some concerns with similar legislation in 2019 because we viewed it as an unfunded mandate, and we, given the timing of the legislation, had a hard time defining exactly what funding might be necessary to support the initiative. But we appreciate the service of our veterans, and we welcome them to our institutions. We are prepared to absorb the costs of this effort in fiscal year 21. Given current enrollment among veteran students, we approximate this program will cost our system between $20,000 and $25,000 in year one across the four institutions. If the passage of House Bill 1069 leads to higher than expected utilization among veterans, we may have to revisit this conversation and request additional funding in future years. But once again, we're supportive of House Bill 1069 and veteran students in South Dakota and are willing to absorb the costs associated with implementing this program next year. On behalf of the Board of Technical Education, I encourage you to support House Bill 1069. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wendell. Other proponents? Other proponents? Proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Deborah Owens, Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We rise in support of House Bill 1069. The Chamber is grateful to our nation's veterans who put their lives on the line to secure our freedom and safety. Education is the best kind of economic development, and this bill helps our veterans get back to work by training our nation's heroes to have access to good-paying, high-demand jobs. We urge a yes vote on House Bill 1069. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other people who would like to speak in favor of the bill, please step forward.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Ken Tunison, representing the South Dakota Veterans Council with over 70,000 veterans across the state of South Dakota, and we fully support HB 1069 because it'll help non-veterans now and in the future, sir.
Thank you very much. Other proponents, other people in favor, speak. Step forward.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Marty Pennock. I represent the Disabled American Veterans. I'm the adjutant for the Arthur H. Muckow, Chapter Number 1, located in Sioux Falls. I'm also the office manager for the Disabled American Veterans for the department. And I ask that you provide support in passing House Bill 1069, as that it would in fact make the difference for those veterans pursuing post-secondary schooling at South Dakota Technical Colleges. House Bill 1069 would extend that provision that's provided to Board of Regents schools to include any course at a post-secondary technical institute. This would allow veterans who may not elect to attend a four-year college to utilize the same tuition benefits at a two-year technical college. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I ask for your support on House Bill 1069.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your testimony. Other proponents? Anybody else want to speak in favor? Anybody? Please step forward if you're gonna say your piece. We want to hear it.
Say my piece. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Greg Whitlock, Secretary of Department of Veterans Affairs, and we fully support House Bill 1069, and it gives the veterans another opportunity for continuing their education and betterment of themselves. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Whitlock. Appreciate it. I was just speaking there of phrases that my mother used to say. If you got something to say, say your piece. I can still remember that. Anyone else want to speak in favor of 1069? Seeing none, anyone opposed? Is there anyone here in opposition to 1069? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal. See no one speaking in opposition, therefore we will waive rebuttal. There's no need to rebut anyone. And so at this time we're going to turn to questions. Anyone have any questions? Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wendell. Thank you, Ms. Two questions. Number one, I know you said the figure of $25,000. So I'd like to know how many people are represented by the $25,000. How many veterans do we have in the system? And the second thing is this addresses tuition, so I'm assuming they're still responsible for fees. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair.
Proceed.
Yeah, I'll answer both of those questions, Senator Smith. The first, of course, I'll start by giving an estimate, I guess. It's hard to nail exactly the dollar amount or the individuals that might be impacted because the application of these benefits are on an individual basis. So we used about 12 to 15 individuals in our system in recent fiscal years that would have exhausted their federal benefit, and we would have needed to apply a state benefit to close that gap. So 12 to 15 is a fair estimate linked to that dollar amount. But again, they're applied on an individual basis, so it is a bit of a moving number. The second piece about the state tuition benefit is true. It does not include certain local or program fees that might be in addition.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Any follow-up? Okay. Any other questions for this gentleman or any other proponents? Anybody else have any questions? Seeing none, we'll just we'll chair at this time and entertain a motion on this particular piece of legislation, House Bill 1069. Senator Stalzer.
To pass.
It's been moved by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Foster to do pass motion on House Bill 1069. Any comments on your motion, Senator Stalzer?
Just it's a great program, and I would encourage it. And while we're, does this say institute or college?
Well, that's a good. It does on in line 16, or any course at a post-secondary technical institute, which I believe is still the correct term until July 1st.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if the chair would just take a little latitude here. Next year, there'll be a cleanup bill on 1069, changing institute to college, and we'll hopefully take that on consent. Whoever is reelected or elected in 2020 will, in 2021, probably be dealing with a small bill related to that particular subject. That's kind of the way it works. So we have a motion and a second. Do pass on 1069. One last opportunity for comments from the committee. Seeing none, we're going to have the secretary call the vote at this particular time. 1069, the motion is do pass.
Senator Foster?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Five yeas, no nays.
1069 has passed. It's going to go to the floor with a do pass motion. I'm hoping at this, as we get into the late stages of the session here, we can take at least some of these on consent. Is there any opposition? Is there any reason why this could not go on consent? Anybody? Okay, this one, since we heard no opponent testimony, no votes, we're going to recommend that 1069 go on consent. Our last bill for today, the last item on our agenda, is House Bill 1077. This is an act to establish certain requirements regarding funeral processions. An act to establish certain requirements regarding funeral processions. We have Representative Steele here as the prime sponsor from the House to speak. Proceed. We have, go ahead, proponent.
Thank
testimony.
You, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, committee members. I'm Manny Steele. I'm representative for District 12, which is the southwest part of Sioux Falls. I bring you HB 1077. I was asked to bring this bill by one of my constituents while speaking with a police officer last summer regarding police escorts for funerals. The officer stated there is nothing in the state law that gives police authority to stop traffic at a funeral procession. Our present law only states that that people not in the procession have to stop. We researched other states and found a number of them do have laws specifically for funeral processions, such as Arizona, Virginia, Georgia, Texas, some closer to home, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota. I took this concern to our Sioux Falls Chief of Police, Matt Burns. His response was very positive. I met with Chief Burns and some of his officers to critique a bill that LRC prepared for me, made a few changes, and this is the one I'm presenting here today. This bill addresses the responsibilities of the police officer, the funeral establishment or director, and any other agent involved in the procession. It also clarifies some of the responsibilities other drivers not in the procession and some liabilities. This went through the committee of the House and to the floor uncontested. So I'm very pleased at this point, and I think we've answered a lot of the questions that some people may have, which the biggest question was why do we need a bill like this? I heard that more than anything. And this is the reason why, because it's not covered in our state. I stand by for questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Thank you, Representative Steele. Other proponents, anyone else like to speak in favor of this particular bill, House Bill 1077? Please identify yourself.
Thank you, Chairman Jason Gloat. I'm a registered lobbyist with the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association, organization comprised of 54 funeral homes across the state and almost every county. We thank Representative Steele and his efforts working with local law enforcement to draft this legislation. I know they put a lot of time and effort into it, and he is right. I think a lot of people believe that South Dakota does have laws regulating funeral processions, when in fact we don't. In fact, we're one of only 8 states that have no laws regulating funeral processions. So in that regard, we're the Wild West of funeral regulations for processions. We believe this is good legislation. The lack of laws creates problems and confusion, and it exposes law enforcement and funeral homes to excessive liability. We believe this helps clarify passing a law that does create clarity so the public does know that funeral processions do have a clear right-of-way going through those intersections. And we also believe it supports good public policy because it encourages funeral homes to use law enforcement escorts and to use flashing lights so they have the opportunity to take advantage of those liability waivers. With that, I'll stand by. I urge a yes vote, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Gloat. Other individuals who would like to speak in favor of this bill, House Bill 1077. Mr. Tunison, good to see you again, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, on behalf of the South Dakota Veterans Council and the 70,000 veterans that we're representing and supporting, we support HB 1077 simply for the fact that there's a pretty good chance some one of them are going to be a veteran that's in a funeral procession, and we'd like to see this protection for the people while we're heading to the cemetery, sir.
Very good. Thank you so much, sir. Other individuals like to speak in favor of the bill? Anybody else like to speak in favor of the bill? Do we have anyone who will close the proponent testimony? Anyone here in opposition to House Bill 1077? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal. We'll waive rebuttal. We have questions. Anyone have questions? I have one question for Representative Steele. Representative Steele and I go way back. Representative Steele, I just have to point out to you, it's always dangerous when you bring a bill and you say that it had no opposition in the other chamber, and then you're bringing it to the you're almost challenging us to have a no vote against this bill. So I would warn you, sir, that's always a dangerous comment to make. I would leave it at that.
I would think we just want to be in uniformity, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I knew you were going to ask a question, and there was one thing that I didn't mention. This bill
Proceed.
This bill went to the whole chief of police when they had their state meeting. Because the first thing I thought of with this is, that's a Sioux Falls problem. It's nobody else's. And I found that they had at the state meeting of chief of police, they were all very responsive to this statewide. So it's apparently a need statewide. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Steele. I had to have a little levity there at the end of this hearing. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, the chair at this time would entertain a motion on House Bill 1077. Senator Stalzer.
Move do pass.
Okay, it's been moved do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Smith. We have a motion of do pass. It's been seconded on House Bill 1077. Comments on your motion, Senator Stalzer?
Yeah, I actually have had some discussion with some law enforcement on this. I was surprised that we really don't have any giving them authority to block stop lights and send people through stop signs and so on. So I think this is something that is definitely needed.
Okay, thank you very much. Other comments? House Bill 1077. Seeing none. We're going to call for a vote at this time from the – if the secretary would please call the roll, we would appreciate that.
Senator Foster?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
5 yeas, no nays.
Thank you very much. House Bill 1077 has been approved. threw another shutout there. I would encourage – I want this bill to go on consent at this stage of the legislative process. We have no opposition. Let's put this bill on consent. Any objection? Hearing none. 1077 is going to go on the consent calendar. So just in summary now, I want to summarize before we ask for an adjournment. We passed out HCR 6016. We passed out HCR 6017. We passed out Senate Resolution 702, and all of those, I believe, are going to be on the debate calendar, but we have 1069 and 1077 going on consent. Is everybody in agreement with that? Okay, just before we adjourn, this has been our third meeting of the year, and it's kind of a tradition that we want to say thank you to our secretary and our legislative staff person who are here. I have a card of thanks for Mona and for Matt as well. And there's a little bit of a gift in there for you, and I want to thank you for your good work. And generally, I kind of thought I was asked to be chairman of this committee. I told Senator Greenfield I would accomplish that task for him for at least 1 year. I don't know about after that. We'll wait and see. But because he might have other individuals who are prospective who might be even a better chair than I would be. But I want to say thank you to Mona and Matt for their good work. We had three meetings, which was actually about one. I thought we might only have two or one. But thanks again, and let's just give them a round of applause for their good work. At this time, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Veterans and Military Affairs is adjourned.